Faster B comparison between versions in Ableton Live for drum and bass. Intermediate workflow lesson. Let's speed up your decisions and help you actually finish tunes. If you've ever had 5 different bass versions, 2 drum bus setups, and a maybe the drop should be sparser edit, you already know the problem. The longer it takes to compare, the more your ears adapt. Your brain gets biased, and you start picking whatever is louder or newer, not what's actually better. So today you're building a fast, repeatable A/B system in Ableton using stock tools. The goal is simple. One click, instant switch, level matched, and you can trust the result. We're going to cover 3 things. First, a true A/B toggle between 2 processing chains, like clean versus heavy bass processing. Second, how to level match properly so you're not fooled. Third, how to A/B arrangement versions and even reference tracks without breaking your flow. All right, open your DNB project. Ideally, pick a session where you've got a drop that's already doing something. If you don't, no worries. You can use a simple loop. Step 1. Set up a dedicated A/B compare group. Pick one target to compare. I'm going to use bass, because it's the classic DNB rabbit hole. Select your bass tracks, your sub, your res, any mid layers that belong together and group them. Command G on Mac, Control G on Windows. Name that group bass, open parenthesis, ab, close parenthesis, bass ab. Now on the group track itself, we're going to place anything that should always be on, no matter what version we're testing. This is a really important rule. Anything you don't want changing between A and B goes before the A/B rack. So put in EQ8 first if you need surgical cleanup that should apply to both versions. Then a utility for gain staging or width control, and optionally a very light saturator if it's truly part of both versions. Keep it subtle. The point is, we don't want to compare 2 versions that differ in 10 ways before we even start. Cool. Step 2. Build the A/B rack with 2 chains. Drop an audio effect rack onto the bass A/B group track. Open the chain list. Create 2 chains. Name the first chain a clean. Name the second chain B heavy. Now you're going to build 2 different processing ideas inside each chain. Think of this like, version A is your stable, mix-friendly anchor. Version B is controlled destruction. Heavy, but intentional. Here's a realistic example for rolling DNB. In chain A, the clean control chain, start with glue compressor. Set attack to around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just glue, not murder. Then EQ8, maybe a tiny high shelf if you need it, or a small notch if there's a nasty resonance. Then utility, for bass width discipline. Keep your low end essentially mono. If you want a quick rule of thumb, keep width very low, below about 150 Hz. Ableton utility doesn't split bands by itself, so just be conservative with width on the bass group, and handle fancy mid-side stuff only if you know what you're doing. Now chain B, the heavy darker chain, start with saturator. Put it on analog clip, turn soft clip on, and push drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB as a starting point. Don't worry about the number. Listen for attitude, not just volume. Then try amp, yes, the stock amp device. Set the type to heavy, add gain to taste. The danger here is fizz and harshness, so we're going to control it right after. Then EQ8, add a low cut around 25 to 30 Hz to stop useless sub-rumble eating headroom. Then if it gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Then glue compressor again, but tighter, ratio 4:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, but watch your transients. If the bass loses its punch and starts purring, you've gone too far. Nice. Step 3. Make it a true A/B toggle, not a crossfade. We want instant switching, no overlap, no blend. The cleanest way is chain selector. In the rack, click chain so you can see the chain selector ruler. Set chain A zone so it only plays at selector value 0, literally only 0. Then set chain B zone so it only plays at selector value 1, only 1. Now map the chain selector to a macro. Click map. Select chain selector, map it to macro 1. Rename macro 1 to a slash B toggle. Test it. Macro at 0 should be A. Macro at 1 should be B. And do yourself a favor. Restrict the macro range so it can't drift to random in between values. Right-click the macro, edit macro mapping, set min to 0 and max to 1. Now it's a proper switch. Step 4. Level match A and B. This is the most important step in the entire lesson. If chain B is louder, it will win every time. Your brain loves loud. Inside each chain, at the very end, add a utility. One at the end of chain A, one at the end of chain B. Rename them A level and B level. Now choose a test loop. Don't just scroll around. Standardize this. Pick the busiest 8 to 16 bars of your drop, where the kick, snare, hats, and bass are all happening. Put a locator there and name it A-B test. This is going to save you years of life. Loop that section. While it loops, toggle between A and B and adjust the utility gain so the perceived loudness is the same. Use your ears first. Perceived loudness is not just peaks. It's midrange, saturation, density. Then verify visually if you want. You can drop spectrum after the rack on the group track to sanity check tonal tilt. And if you want to check peaks, you can temporarily put a limiter on the master just to catch overs, but don't start mastering while you're trying to decide between versions. Keep the master clean. A quick listening target. When you switch it to B, the kick and sub relationship should feel equally strong. It should not feel like B suddenly slams harder. If it does, B is probably just louder. Step 5. Add a momentary style A-B switch. This is where it gets fun and fast. Map your / B toggle macro to a MIDI button or a key on your keyboard. Then practice tapping it in time while your test loop plays. This technique is huge in DNB because you'll instantly hear what matters. Is the heavy chain masking the snare crack? Is it smearing the bass transient so the groove feels late? Is it adding harshness around 2 to 5 kHz that makes the mix tiring? And here's a coach tip. Don't toggle forever. Your brain adapts. After about 20 quick toggles, both options start sounding normal. Do 10 to 15 toggles, then stop for 20 to 30 seconds. Silence or monitor very low. Then come back and do 3 more toggles. Those last 3 are often the most honest. Also, use a strict decision rule so you don't get stuck. Here's a good one. If B isn't clearly better within 60 seconds of toggling, keep A. You can always revisit later, but you don't want option paralysis. Quick extra note. If one chain uses heavy oversampling or linear phase style processing and the groove feels different, you might be hearing micro latency or a different transient response. For decision making, turn off oversampling options while you choose, then re-enable after you commit. Step 6. A-B arrangement versions. Drop A versus drop B. Sometimes the processing is fine, and the real question is the drop structure better dense or sparse? In arrangement view, duplicate your drop region. Make 2 versions back-to-back. Name the first section drop A, like bars 33 to 49. Name the second section drop B, like bars 49 to 65. At first, keep them identical. Then change only 1 or 2 elements in drop B. Maybe add ghost snares, swap the ride pattern, add a halftime fill into the second section, or change the reese movement slightly. The key is fairness. In DNB, tiny differences can change the perceived energy a lot, so keep the drum bus level the same, keep the sub notes the same, keep the main hook the same. Only change the one decision you're evaluating, like density or motion. Then place locators named drop I and drop B. Loop 16 bars and click those locators to jump between versions quickly. Compare the same moment in the groove each time, like the first 4 bars after the downbeat. Don't compare random places or you'll trick yourself. Step 7. A-B your mix versus a reference without breaking flow. Create a new audio track called Reference. Drop in a professionally mixed track that matches your vibe, roller, jungle, Euro-ish, minimal, whatever you're aiming for. On the reference track, add a utility for gain. Optionally add EQ8 and high pass around 30 Hz, not because you want to fix the reference, but because sub-extension differences can fool you. Some tracks just have more deep sub-energy, and you'll chase it and wreck your headroom. Route the reference directly to the master, and map the solo button of the reference track to a key or controller. Then you can instantly jump between your pre-master and the reference. And again, level match. If the reference is louder, it will always sound better. Get it close enough that switching doesn't feel like a volume jump. Now, a power move if you want to go one step further. Create a decision print track. Add an audio track called A-B Prints. Set it to resampling, or set its input to your bass group output. Then record 8 bars of A and 8 bars of B. Label the clips. Now you can listen back away from the session, even on headphones or your phone speaker. That distance makes the winner obvious surprisingly often. Before we wrap up, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't skip level matching. That's the big one. Don't compare too many variables at once. New bass, new drums, new reverb. New arrangement, you won't know what caused the improvement. Try not to leave time-based effects different between versions, like different reverb tails. That creates messy comparisons. Don't switch at random points. DNB groove is sensitive, so compare on the same bar and beat. And don't overprocess your master while you're A-B-ing. Decisions happen at the source or the bus. All right, mini 10-minute practice exercise. Make or load a simple rolling drum pattern. Kick and snare doing the classic 2 and 4. Hats on 16THS with a touch of swing. Make a bass line with a mono sub and a Reese mid layer. Build your A-B rack on the bass group. As light glue and EQ. B is saturation, amp, and tighter EQ. Level match with utilities. Loop 16 bars and do 10 fast toggles. Pick one winner, then write one sentence why. Something like, B is heavier but masks the snare body around 250 Hz, or A is cleaner but lacks presence at 1 to 2 kHz. Then commit, freeze and flatten, or save the rack and delete the losing chain. The whole point is momentum. Recap to lock it in. Use an audio effect rack with two chains and chain selector map to a macro for instant switching. Level match inside each chain using utility at the end so you're judging tone, not loudness. A-B arrangement changes by duplicating drops and using locators to compare the same moment every time. And keep a dedicated reference track with level matching so your mix decisions stay grounded. If you tell me what you're trying to A-B right now, bass chain, drum boss, or full premaster, and what flavor of DNB you're making, I can suggest two or three high-value A-B deltas that are actually worth testing for that style.